And it's time to say hello to our Bridge legal advisor, who is being a hero himself in his own way. It's time for the Legal Buzz, and that means time to talk to our buddy David Ayler. David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
I got to salute you.
Monday, right?
Hey, I got to salute you, buddy. I know you're stepping up. First of all, I mean, it sucks so bad that Boy Scout Troop 742 had their trailer stolen from behind a church off of Dorchester Road, and you saw that, and you have stepped up, and you're a former Boy Scout. Your son was a Boy Scout as well, and you're going to help them by replacing their trailer, and that's just absolutely awesome. So salute to you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. It's unfortunate what happened, but the girls in the troop don't deserve that, and they should have the same experiences that any of us that have ever been in Scouts have had, and be able to go out on those camping trips and go out on those hikes and, you know, really come to one with nature and get to know each other. I mean, there's just so many great things that come from Scouts, and there's no reason that this one act of, you know, just criminal irresponsibility should take away from that.
Yeah, I was in the Scouts, and my son was in the Scouts, and you're right, there's so many great things that come from that as well. And you told me something off the air a moment ago about the fact that you're seeing trailer thefts happening more often because people don't have to register the trailers?
Right. So you think about, like, your vehicle. Obviously, it's registered under somebody's name, and that it's connected to the VIN number. So if you're trying to sell it, you need a clear title, right? Well, in the situation, trailers are not registered, so they're much easier to sell, resell once they steal them, whether they sell them in-state or just take them one state over. Unfortunately, you see it way too often.
Well, a special place in the inner circles of hell for somebody who can steal a trailer from from Troop 742, and it's so great for you to step up and replace that trailer, David, and so kudos to you. I wanted to ask you, as our Bridge legal advisor, since the Tiger Woods crash happened last week, a lot of people were wondering why they didn't take Tiger Woods' blood after the crash. I mean, it does appear that the crash was a simple accident. I mean, no charges were filed against him. He was just going too fast on a steep, curvy road, lost control, no brake marks, no skid marks, and rolled over a couple of times. If it wasn't for him wearing a seatbelt and having 10 airbags in that car, he might not have lived. But I was surprised they didn't take his blood sample, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, they would have to go in and get a search warrant to get that and have it signed by a judge. And whether they attempted to or not, I don't know. But what we know for sure is that no warrant was served and the blood was not taken. I feel like here in South Carolina, more likely than not, they would have taken it. It could be a situation, though, they simply looked at it as, too fast for conditions, reckless driving, speeding, you know, and then that was the only cause of it. And fortunately, obviously, he was able to survive, but also just as fortunate was that there was no other vehicles involved,
yep.
So no one else was injured. So I think that comes into play a little bit as well as far as how the investigation goes.
I'm glad you addressed the fact that, I mean, I was thinking if I got an accident like that, I would think that they would take my blood just to see, just to make sure. And they said there was no probable cause, like they didn't find anything on the scene or in the vehicle to lead them to have a probable cause to take the blood. But is this not his past DUI conviction in 2017? Can that not be used as probable cause alone?
Well, I mean, just in general, just the sort of the scene of the accident and what occurred, you would think that there would be probable cause.
Yeah.
As you said, there was no skid marks. He potentially could have passed out at the wheel, and that's what caused it. And you could speculate to a number of different things. And obviously, along with that would be potential, you know, prescription medication being the cause of it, as opposed to any kind of alcohol or, street drugs.
Well, interesting that they didn't do that, but he's on the mend, and he actually sent out his first tweet just thanking everybody for their support in what's been a very tough week. And David, I got to bring this up again, man, because today is March the 1st. That means it's been 8 months now since the crash on the Don Holt Bridge that killed the tow truck driver, knocked him off the bridge, and put a sheriff's deputy into critical condition as he continues to rehab. And we still have nothing from any local officials at all about the investigation into that, about any charges or anything. 8 months. What gives?
You got me on this one. 8 months just seems too long because if it was anything related to, blood or anything like that, or something that they were getting tested, you would have that back by now. So,
and the same thing for text. If the driver was on their phone, I mean, getting phone records to see if they were texting, because they were looking to see if the same thing with Tiger, was he on his phone when he crashed? I mean, 8 months. I would want answers if I was that tow truck driver's family. And the only report we've had is from the National Transportation Safety Board about what actually happened. Nothing from local officials, and the media is mum here locally about it as well. It seems baffling to me.
Yeah, it's something I've never seen, at least in my time in Charleston, where, you know, it would be this point within the investigation and they haven't revealed any information. The only thing I can say is what I've rehashed before is potentially information has been provided to the affected families. It just has not been provided publicly yet.
Well, you know, that's why we've got you, David. We appreciate the knowledge and the expertise and everything. And if people need to get in touch with you and the David Ayler Law Offices, how can they do that, buddy?
Easiest way is my downtown number is 843-744-4444.
Well, David, again, kudos to what you're doing for Boy Scout Troop 742 and replacing their trailer. Just a huge salute to you, and that's just fantastic. So we just want to say kudos to what you're doing, buddy.
I appreciate that. Yeah, hopefully they'll be out by this weekend.
Yeah, I hope they can find that trailer as well. But that's just great. David Ayler stepping up to help out that troop. And we wanted to point out that to all of the listeners of the Sound of Charleston here, because we just want to give him a big salute here on Legal Buzz on 105.5 The Bridge.